Welcome and thank you for joining me today for day 118 of Bible in a Year, New International Version. Today we will be going over 1 Chronicles 3 and 4. 1 Chronicles 3. These were the sons of David, born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon, the son of Ahinoam of Jezreel. The second, Daniel, the son of Abigail of Carmel. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, daughter of Talmi, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Sephatiah, the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. The six were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months. David reigned in Jerusalem 33 years, and these were the children born to him there, Shemua, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were by Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel. There were also Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Noga, Napheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 in all. All these were the sons of David, besides his sons by his concubines, and Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Jehoram his son, Ahijah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son, the sons of Josiah, Johanan the firstborn, Jehoiakim the second son, Zedekiah the third, Shallum the fourth, the successors of Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin his son, and Zedekiah. The descendants of Jehoiachin the captive, Shealtiel his son, Malkirim, Pedaiah, Shanazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel and Shammai, the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam and Hananiah, Shelemith was their sister. There were also five others, Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jeshub Hesed. The descendants of Hananiah, Pelatiah, and Jeshaiah, and the sons of Rephaiah, of Arnon, of Obadiah, and of Shechaniah. The descendants of Shechaniah, Shemaiah and his sons, Hadush, Igal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat, 6 in all. The sons of Neriah, Elionai, Hizkiah, and Azrakam, 3 in all. The sons of Elionai, Hadaviah, Eliashib, Peleah, Akub, Johanan, Deleah, and Anani, 7 in all. 1 Chronicles 4. The descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Edom, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was named Hazalelponi. Penuel was the father of Geder, and Ezer the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and father of Bethlehem. Ashur the father of Tekoa had two wives, Hela and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Haheshtari. These were the descendants of Naara, the sons of Hela, Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Koz, who was the father of Anub, and Hasobiba, and of the clans of Aharel, son of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Kalub, Shuha's brother, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth-Rapha, Passia, and Tahina, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sariah. The sons of Othniel, Hathath, and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah. Sariah was the father of Joab, the father of Jeharashim. It was called this because its people were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb were Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. The sons of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jahalel, Ziph, Zipha, Tiriah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalin. One of Mered's wives gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoa. His Judean wife gave birth to Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoa. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithia, whom Mered had married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, the father of Keilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoa the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The descendants of Ishi, Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Lada, the father of Marisha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbea, Jokim the men of Kozibah, and Joash, and Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubai Leham. These records are from ancient times. They were the potters who lived in Netaim and Gedera. They stayed there and worked for the king. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerob, Zerah, and Shal. Shalum was Shal's son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The descendants of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, and Shammai his son. Shammai had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their entire clan did not become as numerous as the people of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and Shariam. These were the towns until the reign of David. Their surrounding villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen, 5 towns, and all the villages around these towns as far as Baalath. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlik, Joshua son of Amijah, Joel, Jehu son of Josabiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, also Elionai, Jacobah, Jeshohiah, Asael, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shaphai, the son of Elon, the son of Jedeon, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. The men listed above by name were leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they went to the outskirts of Gedor, to the east of the valley, in search of pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet. Some Hamites had lived there formerly. The men whose names were listed came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites in their dwellings, and also the Munites, who were there and completely destroyed them, as is evident to this day. Then they settled in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of the Simeonites, led by Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, invaded the hill country of Seir. They killed the remaining Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day. Thank you for joining me for day 118 of Bible in a Year, New International Version. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 119.